This is Joanna Schrader reporting for Ag Wired, and I'm with Rod Neulich, who is the chair of the... Rod, I should ask you, which council we're talking about here, which committee?
We're the Allied Industry Council, so we're a member of stakeholders within the beef industry, from feed to animal health, anything that contributes to keeping beef moving forward.
So, Rod, what are some of the issues that you're actually going to be discussing during this meeting? I know you have some surveys that are coming out. You're probably going to be talking about some study. Can you just give us a brief highlight of some of those things?
Well, we'll be hearing from the leadership and staff of the NCBA about a lot of the initiatives that we've got going on right now. We're always trying to move the industry forward. So, we have folks out there that may not have that same opinion. You know, we've got the distractors out there, and so the NCBA is working to do a great job of understanding what the issues are. Making sure that we're gathering the facts that we need, measuring the consumers' ideas about the different things that they're hearing as far as the media is concerned, and so I'm sure we're going to hear from that staff and as to what we're doing to address those issues and how we can make sure that we're defending the beef industry with the facts and making sure that we're represented well as far as the industry is concerned.
So, Rod, I know one of the ongoing issues that you've struggled with is safety. You know, we've closed, it's my understanding, the Canadian border to some beef up there. But it's not obviously the American cattle industry that's having the problem. So how do you address some of those issues with consumers so that they understand that our beef is safe to eat?
Well, I think the best way that we have addressed that is the research that's been funded through the checkoff programs. We're able to measure what we're getting done. We're able to monitor how safe our product actually is, and then making sure that we're getting the information to those producers so that we keep a safe product out there, making sure that they understand the best practices that we can use, and then also to the consumer to make sure that the consumer understands how beef needs to be prepared to best avert any kind of safety issue that we may have. And what we find, I guess, through that research is, we've got the safest food product on the planet. And I think we just need to be able to make sure we get that message out. It's interesting. Sometimes it is such a safe product that there is, I guess, an opinion out there sometimes that we've kicked around here at the NCBA meetings that, well, we need to go out and tell the public that it is a safe product. This is how many days that we've gone without an E. coli infection, or this is how many days we've gone without these kinds of things, kind of like a plant safety report, so many days without an accident. But what we found in a lot of that research is we're better off if we don't breach the subject. In other words, if we haven't had a safety issue, let's not talk about what the possibilities might be. Let's say, well, we've been free of an E. coli infection or an E. coli outbreak here for, 3 years or whatever. Well, we don't want to bring that subject up in the producer's mind, I guess, or the consumer's mind, I'm sorry. In the consumer's mind, we want them to say, the no news is good news kind of a situation, I guess, would be one way to put it.
So, Rod, you're with Land O'Lakes Purina, and you mentioned that, there's feed concerns with the cattle. So is that something you're going to talk about today? And what are some of those concerns, and what are some of the things that your company's taking the lead in addressing?
Well, we probably won't address those today or drill down specifically in this Allied Industry Council meeting, but, some of the work that's been done to try to make sure that we've got a safe product when we think about the old BSE days and the mad cow thing. There is a free feed rule that we have in this country as far as the use of any kind of animal proteins, or actually specifically bovine proteins in bovine feeds. And we've taken the nth degree of measures within our feed plants to make sure that we're complying with that rule, and we're doing everything that we can. Making sure that we arrange the transportation and inspect the trucks that haul the ingredients that come into our plant. I mean, just because you're getting a load of soybean meal into a feed plant doesn't mean that truck didn't haul, say, ruminant meat and bone meal on a load previous to that. So we're making sure that we check those manifests, we open up the slides and inspect the product as it comes out to make sure that we're complying with those feed rules to make sure that we have a safe beef supply.
So, Rod, in conclusion, after the session that you have today and the meetings you have today, for the producers, many of the producers couldn't make it. Will there be information on a website that they can go to sort of see, take action against some of the issues that you discussed today?
Yes, there is. There's lots of places that producers can go if they want more information. The Cattlemen's Learning Center with the NCBA website. has all kinds of information out there to help from production practices and the things that their checkoff dollars have paid for to make sure that we have a safe beef supply. That would be my first recommendation, is to go to the new revised, actually. I just went to it this week, NCBA website. It looks great. Lots of sources of information for them to acquire there.
Great. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks.